101.5 W280 CJOV.
AM 660, The Answer, the service of Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, grateful to be back in America, and will be praying about the future.
During a White House visit with President Trump on Saturday, Brunson expressed his appreciation to those who helped win his release, and he was asked about his immediate plans.
We want to spend time with our children especially, and then take some time to pray and see what God wants for the next part of our lives.
Before leaving, Brunson knelt and prayed for the president in the Oval Office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reports Saudi Arabia warning it will respond to any threats of economic sanctions amid suggestions it may be behind the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
In an official statement read on government-run TV, Saudi Arabia says threats of economic sanctions, political pressure, or the repeating of false accusations will not undermine the kingdom or its position in the world. It's vowing to respond with greater action to any attempt to punish it, noting the kingdom's economy has an influential and vital role in the global economy.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. Gulf power officials announced Sunday that they expect to have power restored to 95% of those hit by Hurricane Michael by October 24, or 2 weeks after the storm hit, leaving a trail of ruins across the region. Senator Bill Nelson says that Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida's panhandle was destroyed, but he's promising the base will be rebuilt. Florida officials have evacuated nearly 3,000 inmates after two prisons were damaged during Hurricane Michael. The Department of Corrections said that the facilities sustained significant roof damage as well as damage to infrastructure critical for security. A district attorney in Louisiana examining the case of a Baton Rouge police officer who was fired after shooting at a motorist. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
We ain't gonna take it. Adversaries Radio Show as we get you eased on out of the weekend on our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour. That's right, folks. The American Adversary is here until 8 o'clock tonight. I hope you'll be with us the whole time. Although, sometime during the 7 o'clock hour, Donald Trump may be on 60 Minutes, and we might be able to give you a hall pass for that, but you can always Devo that. Or
He's more important than we are?
Well, every now and then. But you can always Devo that or listen to us tomorrow when we analyze what he says, because I'm Devoing it tonight or whatever you do. You just hit the button on the remote, right? So he'll be on 60 Minutes tonight. But in the meantime, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. Coming to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, always on AM 660, TheAnswer.com, and our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Just hit that Listen Live button right there, and we'll be live right there. Of course, on your Alexa devices, and you can still, if you haven't already, download us into your smart device and take us with you wherever you want to go with that thing, and that's by going to your app store and downloading the free Answer Orlando app. We will not be up on the Titan Cave Cam tonight. I've shelved it for a day or two while I get a new piece of equipment. Here's the thing. I'll tell you this, and then I'll get back to the business of the show. With the equipment that I have right now, we have to run four cables here in the studio, which is not only a pain in the you-know-what, well, yeah, your neck, but it is also prone to being tripped over. And Randy and I have tripped over these cables so many times that we just can't get a good feed. And it's frustrating to you, and it's even more frustrating to me, believe me. So the best thing to do right now is to wait until I get a new piece of equipment, which I've already arranged for and should have it within a day or two. I'll have Nick Lo Cicero calibrate that doggone thing, and then we will be up and running with only one cable in here, and we will get a spare because that will still for sure get tripped over, no doubt about it. Although they're working the station is well, I'll just leave that for another day. Anyway, we got the firm foundation of the American Adversaries in the show tonight. One Aubrey Kahn, of course.
Yes, I'm here.
You here?
Physically, anyway.
You work today?
I got to bed at about 5:30 this morning. I was up again at 8.
You got to quit doing that.
My clients, that
You're the one.
I'm the one, and I tell my clients they'll have the report. I make sure they get it.
All right. At least you got a good bed to sleep in, so you get good sleep when you do sleep. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and on the bridge is Jeff Sinis. Our divas will be joining us a little bit later, Kathy Santomassino at 6, and Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, at 7. And Lair Adams is rumored to be about tonight. So, so we're looking forward to all of that right here tonight in the next 3 hours of the show. Because we are here, we are live, we invite your phone calls tonight at 407-774-8255. We will be talking about a number of things, including some politics, of course. But we're also, I'm going to give you my recommendations tonight, which we will be posting on our website in the morning. Matt is going to get them up in the morning on the amendments. The amendments on the ballot. There are 12 of them. There were 13, but number 8 has been struck down by the courts already. And I'm going to make it easy for you tonight. It's going to be easy to remember my recommendations. Very easy to remember my recommendations. As a matter of fact, it's going to be so easy to remember my recommendations that you'll only have to remember one word. I'll have to tell you about it a little bit later on, what that word is. You may already now be guessing. It may not be what you want to hear on some of them, but I'll explain myself when we get into that in the next hour of the show. Okay. And by the way, we're also going to be posting some judge recommendations. And to be honest with you, there's no way in the world that I can become educated about these judges. So what we have done is we have gone, because it's just, nobody can. So what we have done is we've gone to an organization that we trust in terms of how they evaluate and rate politicians and judges, and that is Florida Family. And you can go there yourself if you like, and floridafamily.org, I believe it is. Let me tell you right here. Yeah, it's flfamily.org, flfamily.org. By the way, they have their own recommendations on these amendments, and on a few of them we're in agreement, but on many of them we're not. They are the best source, I do feel. And by the way, they make good arguments for why they are, you know, for their positions on these amendments. But I make basically an overriding argument. The FloridaFamily.org, however, I do believe is a trustworthy source to get recommendations on judges. So we will use their recommendations, and when we put them online, we will make that quite obvious that we're using their recommendations. These are not our own. Okay. The only thing I can do to become informed about these judges is to go to places like Florida Family Policy and go to the liberal organizations and perhaps compare them. So we're going to go straight to the conservative organization. John Stenberger runs a tight ship over there. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and he's quite upfront about things. So that will be our recommendations for the judges. As far as the candidates go, if they got an R by their name, vote for them. That's the bottom line. If they've got an R by their name, vote for them. If they got a D by their name, don't vote for them. And we'll be making a couple of recommendations on some local races having to do with the water district and things where it may not be so obvious. And once again, however, these are simply recommendations. We are not telling anyone how to vote. And as a matter of fact, when you hear my recommendations on the ballot amendments, you might very well find yourself voting different than me on some of them anyway. Okay, so as I said, that'll come up in the next hour of the show. Before we really get into business, though, you know, this hurricane that struck in Panama City and Mexico, was it Mexico Beach or Mexico City?
Mexico Beach.
Yeah, Mexico Beach, I mean, is devastating. It is very much reminiscent of when Andrew went through Homestead down there in South Florida. The only difference is when Andrew went through that part of the state, it was much more populated area that it struck with full force. This struck with full force in a less densely populated area. However, the population that was there has been decimated, particularly in Mexico Beach. The town has basically just been wiped away. The road's still there, but that's about it. I mean, they're going to be able to get the bulldozers and trucks in to haul the stuff away. But basically, that town has been, I would imagine there's a few structures left, and they'd probably be historic buildings now if they weren't already. But that town has been wiped out. And Panama City, it was hit very hard, too. There are still a number of people missing. Of course, the hope is that they just can't have run out of electricity, their phones were lost or whatever, and have not been fully accounted for. But it may very well be that some people were washed out to sea and will never be seen again with the force of this hurricane. Because some people did stay, and the Sentinel ran a headline story today of some of the harrowing stories of people who did stay, and basically they had to abandon their houses in order to try to survive. There was a guy on Fox this morning described how he tried to ride it out, and he had this little bass fishing boat, I guess it would be, you know, a flat bottom boat, but you know, you put the motor on the back and you go out bass fishing in the thing. And he said that the water got so high inside of his house and it got so bad that he had to take the dogs and himself, go out of the house, get in the little dinghy boat, and rode out the storm in that. The whole point that I'm trying to make here is they need our help. And Randy Ross has been called into action once again because the man delivers. He's like you. He can't say no to anybody. And so he is going to be organizing actively. I presume they'll call it an I-4 to Mexico City or Panama mm-hmm. City or North Florida effort. And, of course, you can go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook, and we're going to be posting the information on our Facebook page and links on our website and such so that we can help out. The plan right now is to raise goods this week and ship them up there Saturday. And so the idea now is to begin planning on how we can help And obviously, if you remember from last year, it'll be the same type of things. Toiletries, items, you know, to help people keep clean, insect repellent, pet food, diapers and disposable wipes and things of the like.
MREs.
I don't know if they're going to be going so much for the food as the things to keep people clean, but we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Randy's going to tell us what all they need, what they're looking for in particular, and they will give us particular items. It's not a, you know, clean out your garage type thing or just go buy some things that you might think make you feel good.
Right.
They're going to give us some specific items, baby formula, things of that nature. That they are going to need for us to put together. And we have been very, you, ladies and gentlemen, have been very, very generous with your giving in the past for the efforts, not just I-4 to Texas, but I-4 to South Florida, and then, yes, indeed, I-4 to Puerto Rico. And, in fact, through the Trump 2020 Club and Randy Ross's efforts and their supporters, last year some of the first generators, home generators, that people could use arrived in Puerto Rico from right here in Central Florida. So we do make a difference. We can make a difference. And we need to make a difference once again because, as the old saying goes, what goes around comes around. And you don't want to be on the short end of the stick. So once again, in the immediate, you can go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. But we'll be getting more information over the next day or two. We'll be talking about it on the show tomorrow night and then of course, on Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. But once again, the plan right now is to do the collection efforts toward the middle into, say, Wednesday through Friday or maybe Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday the trucks will go to Northwest Florida. So that's a heads up for you, and I know you folks have come through in the past, and I trust you will again, just like at the ballot box 23 days from now. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some politicking and your phone calls if you'd like to take advantage of the fact that we are here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios at 407-774-8255.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The time has come for the American Adversaries to go back live from the Relaxed and Comfort Studios. All right. The president was in Kentucky last night. This week coming up, he's going to be in, I believe it's Montana. Yeah, Montana, Nevada, and Arizona. He has told his staff he wants to be out on the campaign trail 4 or 5 nights a week through the election. And as they were talking in the roundtable on the NBC show this morning, he's having a blast. He's having a great time. He's enjoying himself. It's quite obvious that he enjoys doing these rallies, and he's in his element, but also because he's been so very doggone successful. We put up on our Facebook page the other day, I think it was like 290 accomplishments in 220 mm-hmm. days, noteworthy accomplishments, and the president is just hard at it. He does not know how to stop. And as we've told you on the show before, and as Nikki Haley confirmed, they have a hard time. Everyone has a hard time keeping up with him.
Mm-hmm. He only gets about 3 hours sleep a day.
Yeah, he's like you, except he's got the whole world to run, you know? I mean, it's, well, not the whole world, obviously, but the whole country to run, which affects the whole world. And he is, and when he goes into these states, it does raise not just the profile, but the poll numbers of the Republicans that he goes in there to stump for. Now, they're noting that he's going into Senate states, some of them, where he shouldn't have to go. And last night in Kentucky, he went to stump for a congressman. Why, this is never done before. Huh? No president does this. This is a bad sign if he's doing this for Republicans. He has to go in there and stump for a congressman, a member of the House. No, this is what makes the president successful. Is that he leaves no stone unturned.
You don't ignore your voters just because they're going to vote for you anyway.
And it makes a difference when he goes into these areas. And he said in his speech last night, he recognized, he said, look, this is a tight race. Maybe it shouldn't be a tight race, he said, but it is a tight race. So we need to get out and vote. Because a vote for him is a vote for me, and he's right about that. Mm-hmm. He's just open about it. Here's the thing, and we've talked about this repeatedly on the show with Trump, is that what the establishment hates about him is he's so direct and blunt and revealing. They don't like the fact that he's telling it like it is. And so what they try to do is they try to say that, no, this is something different. This is a different era of politics with Trump. You know, we had some of this before. Yeah, we had some pretty nasty partisanship, but it's different under Trump. And you have this never-Trumper that writes for the National Review, so-called Republican conservative Jonah Goldberg, talking about. And I read from his one of his articles recently where he likened what he calls Trumpism to the WWE. You see, what he doesn't get, and what the others are trying, or perhaps is trying to hide along with the others, is that, as we've been saying on this show for 8.5 years now, politics itself in general is like the WWE. And that's why a guy like Trump is successful at it. He understands that. And the Democrats understand it too, in their own way. This is why they act like clowns, like that whole Kavanaugh business. You think they don't know that they were up there looking like to half the nation like idiots and clowns? They knew it. That's exactly what they wanted to do. Because they understand the essence of that makes professional wrestling works is also fundamental to politics. And that is that the core struggle is that between good and evil. And so your side is the good side, the other side is the evil side.
My side is always the good side.
Well, not according to the Democrats.
And well, they have the right to be wrong.
But they have also been quite effective at selling the message.
Yes.
Yes. And it's because they understand that dynamic. It's not that it's true. It's that they understand the dynamic at play. And so does Donald Trump. And this is why the media despises him. Because he reveals the dynamic that they have been able to work so effectively for themselves. And that he reveals that the dynamic can be turned around and used against you. He has demonstrated it. He continues to demonstrate it quite effectively. And as they said, and he's enjoying himself doing it. And he has every right to. And so when he goes out on these campaign jaunts, he's working the crowd. He's getting them motivated. And the crowds love it. And why not? And why not? This is the essence of politics. And it's not just an American essence. This is the essence of all politics. It always has been. The Greeks and the Plato's Republic talks about this in various ways. Also, Machiavelli, love and hate, right? Those are the two motivating, love and fear. Love and fear. So you're still playing with those emotions. You love that which is your champion. You fear and hate that which is not. So it is that core, fundamental, human, psychological element. And so what the president understands is that not only can he motivate his base, but some even may motivate in the other side too. And that's part of the equation. And so, but this is what the Republicans have always feared, you see. This is why they wouldn't do something like this. Well, if you go out and say too much, you might stir the other side up. We don't want to do that. Well, that's part of politics. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't stir them up, they're going to try to stir them up themselves. And that's what you see the Democrats doing. This whole thing with Kavanaugh was, there were two goals in mind. One was to defeat Kavanaugh. That was the initial goal, the immediate goal. And then the second goal was to get more Democrats, whether you won it or lost, out to the polls to vote for Democrats, primarily in the House races coming up. So the president is countering all of this, and it leaves it where you're probably going to have both bases get out pretty solidly. And we better be getting out solid and maxed out here in Florida, especially here in Central Florida, the I-4 corridor. Because it's going to take every one of us that we can muster to get out and vote to make this work. And the Democrats, however, they need people. And by the way, that's sort of the hard reality. The interesting thing apart, though, is that I'm basically talking to people who are already going, I know, I'm going out to vote. I'm going out to vote. Because we are the people, and I say we, I mean here in the studio, and I mean mostly in our listening audience, are people who go out and vote. We do it as a force of habit. How many times have you not voted since you got your citizenship?
Never.
You come out speaking to the microphone.
Never.
Okay. That's the whole point. Well, what the Democrats need to come out in order for them to have any kind of success in this election, basically in all elections, are people who don't regularly vote. And a healthy portion of the people who are clearly in the middle. But what the Democrats need basically is people who are unreliable voters to come over and vote for them, and in some places they're going to get them. That's just going to be the reality of the situation.
Anyone they can dupe will be
right. And when I say that, I mean they'll be able to get them in enough numbers to make a difference. They'll be getting a few out there anyway.
Well, and the number of illegals that they register
right,
to.
Right, right. So, once again, it is imperative that we get out, we support these candidates, and we spread the word as much as possible, as much as we're comfortable with, and that, of course, we, at the final day, at the final moment, you know, we get out and vote and make our voices heard in this. And here in Florida, in Central Florida here in particular, we are, as I said, we're sort of a bellwether for the whole state. And so we need to solidly support Scott DeSantis, Mike Miller, right here, which is our primary listening audience is Mike Miller's district. And then you have that district down there in Osceola County where you used to live. And I believe you're still in Wayne Leibnitzki's district, aren't you? Darren Soto's district down there in Southeast Orange County?
Anyway,
it's Southeast Orange County.
I'm in District 4.
Okay, that is not District 9. Okay. All right, and wherever, as I said, on the ballot, you see a Republican, you vote for that Republican. It's time to show solidarity, and then if these people don't get the job done for us, we'll primary them out and get somebody the next time that will. But I do think that they will, and we'll talk. They will. And we'll talk more about it when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Crews with backhoes and other heavy equipment scooped up splintered boards, broken glass, chunks of asphalt, and other debris in hurricane-flattened Mexico Beach on Sunday as the mayor held out hope for the 250 or so residents who may have tried to ride out the storm. The death toll from Michael's destructive march from Florida to Virginia stood at 17, with just one confirmed death so far in the Florida panhandle town of about 1,000 people that took a direct hit from the hurricane and its 155-mile-per-hour winds last week. President Trump was offered a prayer from a freed American pastor as he welcomed a just-released Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office. Brunson endured nearly 2 years of confinement in Turkey. Seated next to President Trump, Brunson fell to one knee and put his hand on President Trump's shoulder and asked God to provide him with supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And the rumors were true. Lair Adams was in the neighborhood, and now he's in the studio, the Relax and Comfort Studio. How you doing, Lair?
Well, I'm trying to find it. Is that a good microphone, Jeff? There we go. Hot. I can almost hear myself. Mr. Microphone. Hot. Hey, it's great to be here, and great to be on a show with the best listeners in the world.
Absolutely. So Lair Adams is in the studio along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, and if you'd like to join us, the number is 407-774-8255. I was just talking about the president out on the campaign trail, riling up the forces on both sides, actually. But he's got a lot to brag about, and he's also got the emotional factor of what happened just now with the Kavanaugh thing. And then this guy Brunson comes to the White House just mere days after Kanye was in the White House. Did you see this thing with Kanye?
I saw the Kanye thing. I don't know about the Brunson thing.
Did you see the Kanye thing?
Yep.
And, of course, the media makes a big deal out of the fact that he used the F word.
And the B word.
Yeah, like Lyndon Johnson and Obama and Clinton and others haven't already, you know, done that. Of course,
they didn't kick up a fuss when that when MSNBC called him a house N.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
That was fine.
And you also had the insults on CNN and other locations as well. ABC, The View raked him over the coals. And basically, they're all raking him over the coals for the same reason. He doesn't have the right to hold his opinions and express them.
He does, as long as they agree with
him. That's it.
Well, that's what I mean.
He can't have opposing opinion.
And then the fact that he likens it to slavery, in other words, being free
yes.
to think.
Free to think.
Free to think. And, of course, they don't like that comparison at all either. And, however, the man is right. And he is he expresses it in his own unique way. But when you examine what he's saying, he's actually quite right.
Could this be why Trump has probably a higher rating amongst blacks of almost any president in modern times, even Reagan to some extent?
Any Republican president.
Republican president, yes.
Right. Yeah, since Eisenhower. And, of course, back in the 50s, most blacks were registered Republicans.
Yes.
And so it would only be natural they'd vote for a guy like Eisenhower. And I believe most of them voted for Nixon when he ran against Kennedy, too. All right, so anyway, and by the way, that was not lost on Lyndon Johnson, who made sure that he went after the black vote. And And as he put it, he called them the N-word, too, that it would lock in the N-word vote, you know, for Democrats in perpetuity. And he was right about that, too. So Kanye's in there, makes a big fuss. They make a big fuss about Kanye. And I do believe that the way they treat Kanye helps turn black people away from the liberals. Because not all of them, obviously. A lot of them probably at least initially agree. But, you know, it's one thing to say such things like that, you know, and I do know they have a history of Uncle Toms and calling people Uncle Tom and stuff like that. But Kanye's he's got street cred. It's harder to paint him into that corner.
Well, and what liberals don't realize, Chris, I had a black friend one time tell me that he said, you know, I really hate it when white people tell me when I should feel offended.
Right. And that's what
why that's people, what's happening.
That's exactly what's
happening.
Oh,
you should be offended by this.
Right.
You should feel racism.
Right. And what CNN does is they bring in black voices to say the same thing, but they're saying the same thing. And then yesterday, Andrew Brunson, within 24 hours of being released from prison in Turkey, he's sitting in the Oval Office with his family next to the President of the United States.
And then he kneels in front of him and prays for him.
The liberals are going to rip that to pieces.
Man, did that go over like a lead balloon with the press?
Well, but, you know, in a way, they have ignored it. They're not focusing as much attention as you might think on it, because that actually was quite a human moment.
Right. It's
in the whole
potentially dangerous.
Right. Positive moment.
Right. So what they have chosen to focus on instead was when Trump was kind of trying to lighten things up a little bit, and he looked at him and he said, oh, by the way, did you vote for me? And it was just a joke. And then he just kind of, you know, yeah, I'm teasing, you know, kind of thing. And Brunson went along with the joke. He said, yeah, by absentee ballot from prison. But the whole point was that the media found something else to focus on rather than that moment, because that moment solidifies what the relationship or indicates the solid relationship that the president has with Christians and evangelical Christians, because what Brunson was guilty of was being an evangelical Christian.
Right.
He was over there evangelizing about Christianity, and that's what got him in trouble. And there may have been some people that he had been talking to that were trying to use people that he was appealing to for political reasons. And we don't know. We do know he was convicted of the charges in basically a kangaroo court, because, as I've said on the show numerous times, basically in the rest of the world, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent in a court of law. And so he was easily convicted, and then they just simply gave him time served on his sentence. So, once again, though, just the image of him being in the White House when 24 hours earlier he was in prison in Turkey.
A bad prison.
Yeah, there ain't no good ones in Turkey. As a matter of fact, they made that movie. What was the name of that movie about the guy who got arrested smuggling something?
Something on a train.
Midnight Runner or something like that. Anyway, the point being is that the president is literally on a roll. And the liberals are beginning to realize that they got a problem in this election, that they got to go above and beyond getting their base out. And for the realists, they're not sure that they can do that. Of course, it's all about momentum. So what they're trying to do is create a false sense of momentum that everything's going the Democrats' way. When it is not necessarily so.
Well, have you noticed recently, especially our local ads here for the Democrats that are running, they never once put a D or a Dem in their commercials.
Yeah.
They are running as far away from their party as they can.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, today, excuse me, at 12 noon, they did an hour-long special on Channel 9. Usually on Channel 9 on Sundays from 12 to 12:30, they have the local news and weather and all that stuff, right? And then afterwards, they have a 30-minute show with Greg Warmoth, and he interviews local politicians or maybe local celebrities or whoever, and sports figures, whatever. But today, they had a full hour-long from 12 to 1 show where it was a debate between Stephanie Murphy and Mike Miller. And now Mike Miller, we've had him on the show numerous times.
Sure.
He's running for the U.S. House to take that seat back. She took that seat from John Micah 4 years ago. Now, they had changed. They had rejiggered the boundaries and by the court. The court did this, and it gave the Democrats a much better shot at winning that district. Matter of fact, it almost gives them a slight advantage. Matter of fact, I'll say it gives them a slight advantage in that district. Because it gives them a big part of downtown Orlando, which is solid,
which is very
liberal now,
very
liberal, solid liberal. And you will not see hard. I live in downtown. I see plenty of Gillum signs. I haven't seen one Ron DeSantis sign.
No.
I see plenty of Nelson signs. I haven't not seen one Rick Scott sign. I see a few Mike Miller signs. And about as many, if maybe a few more, Stephanie Murphy signs. But to get back to your point, in the debate today, on several occasions, including in her closing remarks, she made a point of saying she's not with either party. She's an independent thinker, and that she's not. Don't think, for instance, that she was going to elect a Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House. So she's trying to portray herself, just as you said, not as a Democrat or Republican, but as this moderate, a mature thinking person that is needed right now in this hot political environment.
But she won a primary.
She is as liberal as the day is long. Mm-hmm. She is as much Democrat as anything. All right? She is solid, rock solid Democrat.
Well, wait a minute.
But see, it gets back to your point, though. Right now, that's not necessarily a winning message.
Yeah, but Chris, you're also, when you think about it, you're also calling her a coward.
Well,
because if you have to hide from something that got you where you are,
yeah,
the Democratic Party got her where she is.
Yeah.
And you are so cowardly to say, oh, well, that may not work for me, so I'll just
Right.
Put that by the wayside.
Well,
Mike, did she ever fess up?
No. No, and of course, Greg Warmoth wasn't going to put her on the spot, and Mike Miller did not either. Mike Miller took she took a couple of pot shots at him. He pitched for the Florida Gators baseball player, and at one point she says, "Let me put this in a way that a baseball player can understand it." And I'm thinking to myself, well, oh boy, don't you know what don't stink. I mean,
I'm sure she's played a lot of baseball.
Well, the whole point was she was talking down to the man.
That's condescending.
Nah, he didn't take the bait. He just, you know, when it was his chance to respond to the question, he responded to the issue. He didn't respond about that. And he didn't do what you were suggesting that he should do, and that is say, oh, come on. You, not a Democrat? But he did say this, you know, he did it in a much more, I should say, soft-handed way, gentle way, is that, look, she voted 90% of the time with Nancy Pelosi, right? You know, she can say what she wants, but 90% of the time she voted with Nancy Pelosi. So he didn't really, you know, go directly at her, but he did point out the fact that she voted 90% of the time. But, you know, much more effective thing might have been to go, well, come on now. Look right at her. You voted 90% of the time with Nancy Pelosi, and you're going to sit there and tell me you're not with the Democrat Party? Whose party are you with? The Democrat Socialist Party? Are you with Bernie Sanders' party? You know, but obviously he didn't want to get into that kind of a debate.
That's it. You know, you've got this whole thing right now where Republican men, they're all going after women, and they're all bullies, and they're all mean guys that are going after women.
And that's the risk that he runs in responding like that. Yeah. Now, Trump would have responded like that. But in that district, might not work. Trump did not win Orange County. And he barely won Seminole County. And those are the two counties primarily at play in this particular race. But it gets back to your point. You see, the Democrats are, many of them in these House races like here, where it could go either way. As I said, it's pretty even. We're in the numbers, mm-hmm. Okay? Pretty even. And so it could go either way. So she's trying to be a liberal without being a Democrat. And we'll see if she gets away with it. But I will say this, the incumbent always has the edge, and they're pouring money in here to make sure they hold on to that seat. And just like they're pouring money in here to prop up.
Get them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll get back to some politicking. And we'll take, once again, your phone calls at 407-774-8255. And in the next hour, we're going to talk some amendments. And I'll reveal how I'm going to be voting and why.
News stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base, and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, we're here live on our three-hour classic tour, closing in on the first hour, wrapping it up. Got 2 hours to go. And then you got Mark Walters and Armed American Radio, who will be following us up at 8 o'clock. Lair Adams is in the studio today, along with myself, Christopher Hart, and Aubrey Kahn. 407-774-8255 is the number. People always asking me, Lair, how's your mom?
She's wonderful. She'll be 101 February 24th.
How about that?
And she's great, too.
And tell everybody what you take her every night.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes.
She enjoys not one, but two margaritas
each night
before she goes to bed.
That's why she's 101 years old.
Well, I think the oldest living person in the country has two shots of whiskey and a beer every day.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for, and they just, they don't overdo it. They just have that particular proportion. And, hey, you know, what gets you through the day?
Well, recently, the medical community had said that any amount of alcohol is bad for you.
Not true.
It's like, well, how do you explain this? I mean, these people live way beyond. Yeah. I saw the other day where Vanna White's aunt is 112. And the oldest person in North Carolina.
No kidding.
And she's the sixth oldest person in the United States.
She probably sips on that moonshine.
Well, you know, Vanna can afford it.
You know that. All right. As I mentioned earlier, the president's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight. And one of the things that's going to come up is, what about General Mattis? Is he going to stick around? And Trump goes, I don't know. Maybe he'll stick around or not. But, you know, he might be a Democrat. And this is how Chris Christie says he deals with his employees, always has. You know, he'll throw out the encouragement, then also put a little, you know, seed of a thought in your mind, right? But we'll see what happens with Mattis. Evidently, Pompeo and John Bolton are playing the primary role in foreign policy issues. And Mattis's advice is
What is your opinion on Nikki Haley? Why was it just that she has young children, which I can understand for a mother?
Well, she has one child going into college, and another that's going to be going to college here in a couple of years.
Oh, I thought she had some younger kids.
No, they're high school age. One, as I said, I'm pretty sure. And I believe it's just the two. Now, she may have another younger, but her oldest is getting ready to go to college. And the second oldest is just a few years away from college. And they're not rich. She and her husband are not rich people. and, you know, making a couple $100,000 a year and traveling around and stuff like that for the government. You can do a whole lot better in the private sector. So a lot of thinking is that she's going to go make some money for a while and get more involved in helping the president get reelected and position herself to run in 2024. And it'd be easier to do that not while being the UN ambassador. There is always going out on the high note, leave them wanting more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is that as well. Plus, she's probably a little fatigued from all the traveling and the demands of the job. What the media has focused on is that she is the first one to leave the Trump White House better off than when she came in, because most of the others have been, you know, fired or drummed out unceremoniously.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's because she was loyal to the president. She never criticized the president in public, and she enthusiastically carried out his policies. So maybe that was the key. What's going to be interesting, and obviously now, is to see who he replaces her with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names that have been kicked about by a lot of people has already been dropped from the list, a woman by the name of Dina Powell. So it's going to be a mystery until he names that person. And then, of course, after the election, the question is, and I don't know if this particular question comes up on 60 Minutes tonight, but it certainly is being asked to him almost all the time, and that is, are you going to fire Jeff Sessions? And what about Rod Rosenstein?
Mm-hmm.
And so there may very well be a house cleaning at the White House, whether the Republicans or Democrats do well or not. It kind of doesn't matter. It may just be the timing of the issue, and maybe she just wanted to get out in front of things so she wouldn't get caught up in the sweep. So I don't think there's anything more to it than that, though. I think that she's going to be working hard on the president's behalf, as a matter of fact, when she is involved in politics. Before we take a break, I want to remind you that Sutherland Nissan is one of our great sponsors, and they got a special going on right now where they got Rogues and Ultimas on sale. And Aubrey, I know you drive one of those Rogues.
Yes, I do.
And that thing you put in, how many miles have you already put on that thing?
I'm up to 94,000.
What year is it?
It's a 2012, but I've only had it about 19 months.
And in that 19 months, you probably put on about half that mileage on it yourself.
No, I put over 70,000 on it.
Over 70,000.
Wow.
So if a man can drive a vehicle that hard and it's still driving him around, still getting him around, you might want to think about getting one yourself. Anyway, the brand new Rogues, these are the brand new Rogues and the brand new Ultimas, are on sale at Sutherland Nissan. Of course, they're located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, and you can visit them at their website, OrlandoNissan.com, or just go to our brand new website, that's AmericanAdversaries.com, and click on the sponsor banner there for them, and it'll take you to their website. Or if you want to go to Aubrey's website, hit the Firm Foundation banner.
Yeah, hit it. Hit it hard. Hit it often.
And often. If you want to go to Relax and Comfort or any of our great sponsors, just hit their banner, and it'll take you right to their website. Orlando Nissan, that's Sutherland Nissan. I'm sorry, OrlandoNissan.com, East Colonial Drive, Chickasaw Trail. When you head out there, tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to look at their Titan trucks and those Rogues and Ultimas and all the other great vehicles.
I want to give a quick shout-out, if I can.
A shout-out?
To who?
To Dr. Gary Cook.
Gary Cook.
He's a regular listener to our program here.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Doc.
Amazing
doctor.
Dentist.
Okay.
And he called me in to inspect his home for maintenance yesterday. We had a great time together, and he loaded me down with star fruit, limes, lemons, ginger trees that I can plant in my yard.
Is that right?
Amazing guy.
What does he got, a greenhouse?
He's got a green thumb. He's not just a great dentist. He's got a great garden. He's amazing.
Wow. Wow, so he grows his own limes and lemons.
Limes, lemons, mangoes, papayas,
star fruit,
bananas, star fruit, avocados. I mean, whatever he plants grows. He's amazing.
Wow.
I have a brown thumb. Everything I plant dies. I can't grow anything.
I'm not even going close to that one.
By the way, Lair has come in packing his closing remarks for tonight, so that'll be a little treat that we'll have for you later on in the show. All right, we still got 2 hours to go, though. That's a little ways away. And, of course, Lair's going to be here the whole time. Aubrey, Kathy is getting ready to be here in just a little over a minute when we take a break. And then Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, will join us live from California. And when the ladies are here, we'll talk about Melania's interview last night. Did you guys catch it?
I only caught little bits of, but no, I did not catch it.
Oh, it was something. And of course, what got a lot of the media all uptight was what she was wearing and what she had next to her on the stand and the chair she was sitting in.
Oh, my gosh.
It was one of those old, you know, those, what do they call them, pith helmets or those safari hats, right?
A pith helmet.
Right. They still wear those in Africa?
Why not? They provide great shade. They protective headgear.
But are they politically correct?
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Gives us.
We'll be right back.
What if you wear a sombrero?
News, opinion, passion, FM 105. Passion, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Stretch limousines like the one that killed 20 people in upstate New York last weekend need to be regulated, says Senator Chuck Schumer.
Senator Schumer says while standard limos are regulated, stretch limos, which are made by cutting a car in two and adding pieces in the middle, are not. He wants the NTSB to come up with safety recommendations.
There are gaping, glaring loopholes in regulating stretch limousines. And for sure, for every inch the limousine stretches, they get a foot more dangerous.
Authorities say the stretch limo that killed 20 in Schoharie had been cited for issues and was deemed unserviceable, and the driver did not have the proper license. The operator of the company is charged with criminally negligent homicide. He pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Search and rescue personnel combed through the ruins of Mexico Beach, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio says he has concerns about other areas hit hard by Hurricane Michael.
Rubio tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's worried about the residents of some inland communities north of Mexico Beach in Panama City that suffered extensive damage.
These counties took a devastating hit, and we are talking about poorer people. Many of them are older, miles from each other.
Rubio says Mexico City eventually will be rebuilt.
It basically is a total wipeout, and it's hard to imagine it ever being able to recapture the exact identity it once had. It'll be rebuilt. It'll all be rebuilt.
Rubio says the federal government has met all the requests made so far by the state government as Florida works to recover from Hurricane Michael. I'm Mike Hempen.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis making his second trip to this year to Vietnam. It's a sign of how much the Trump administration is trying to counter China's military assertiveness by cozying up to smaller nations in the region. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you can take another 2 hours of the American Adversaries Radio Show, because we got another 2 hours to go. That's right, we're here live until 8 o'clock on our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, where we do indeed have the ever-shrinking but still firm foundation of the American Adversaries, one Aubrey Kahn.
That's me.
I'm now joined by Kathy Santomassino.
I wish I were shrinking.
You got it all the right places. So.
Thank you.
You want to go see a shrink?
No, I want my brain to be bigger and my waistline to be smaller. Is that possible?
Well, we can do the one. I don't know about the other.
All right. Lair Adams is still on the premises. He'll be right back. I am Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, how many pounds are you down now?
85. I've stalled there for the last couple of weeks, but we're about to have a breakthrough. Once I get through the 200 into the 100, so it's going to drop like a stone.
Wow. And what's your metabolic age now? Have you caught up with
my
that?
My metabolic age is in the mid-50s.
So you're actually now, about where you should
I'm
be.
I'm younger now than my chronological age.
Oh, how about that?
That's fountain, what you want.
Fountain mm-hmm. of youth.
Yes.
In a way?
I am going back to my youth. Hopefully I don't go too far back.
No, that's okay. Staying 39 forever is my biggest dream.
All right. And how did you do it once again?
BurnFatOrlando.com. Dr. Patrick St. Germain.
That's BurnFlatOrlando.com, right?
You said yes, burn sir. Flat.
Burn
flat. Well, if you get skinny enough, you know, and you're laid out, right. Yeah, you burn flat.
That is true.
All right. So we get a lot of requests from our listeners about how to deal with the things like amendments on the ballot, judges, and things of that nature. As I said earlier, we're going to rely on Florida Family. You can go to flfamily.org to see their recommendations on judges, and we're simply going to take their recommendations and put them on our social media, and note that they are coming from Florida Family, because without, you know, spending a tremendous amount of time trying to dig up information on judges where it's supposed to be hard to get to begin with, I can't make with in good conscience any recommendations of my own. So I'm going to rely on Florida Family
yep.
to vote for the judges. However, when it comes to the amendments, I am quite capable of relying on myself, and however, I do read other people's takes on them, and from both sides, and then I make my own evaluations. And my evaluations, my recommendations, Matt Buff will be putting up on our website tomorrow. And if you want to go to floridafamily.org for their constitutional amendment recommendations, I suggest you do so. And see what they have to say about it. They're a very conservative organization, and if you want to vote with a conservative organization, they will not lead you astray. I differ with them on a number of the initiatives. And here's the way I look at amendments. First of all, there needs to be a need for it. Second of all, it needs to be understandable. You need to understand it when you read it. Third, it needs to be very specific, very concise, if you will. And fourth, I had a fourth one there. Let me check what I said so I don't counter. Let's see. Need understandability. Oh, yeah, duh. Unintended consequences. And this kind of goes all the way back to our first show. Remember our first show? Mm-hmm. I talked about the perverse rules of politics.
Yep.
And one of the perverse rules of politics is political solutions, that is, legislative solutions, oftentimes make the problem worse, not better, regardless of the intent. Okay? And therefore, it requires more legislation to deal with that. So...
when did politicians ever fix anything?
Well, that's kind of the whole point. So, as I write, when considering constitutional amendments, I impose a very high standard for voting yes, based on several factors, including need, understandability, unintended consequences, and are they of specific and single focus. Furthermore, did you know that what you read on the ballot is not the amendment?
What's that?
When you get a ballot and you go to vote on the constitutional amendments,
sure. Uh-huh.
What you're reading when it describes the amendment, that's not the amendment. That's a description of the amendment. So you are not voting on the actual wording of the amendment. So I ask you, how can you really know what you are voting for? Unless you seek out the real amendment, which you can find,
mm-hmm.
and read it and try to understand it.
But that's not on the the list. The
no.
actual wording isn't on the list.
No, it's a summation of it.
Yes. Let's take, for instance, Constitutional Amendment Number 5. It starts by says, prohibits the legislature from imposing, authorizing, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the wording of the amendment.
Not necessarily what it says.
It sounds like bait and switch, then.
It kind of is.
Subterfuge.
But the reason for that is they figure that the voter is too damn stupid to understand the actual amendment.
Well, in
most cases, we are.
Well, wait. There's another responsibility here. If you go out of your way to present it in this fashion so that people can't understand it. I mean,
to address that, the courts review these as to their understandability and can rule that it's not clear enough.
After it's voted on. That's the thing.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Because
lawyers also write these and they have them open-ended, so at some point they can... interject something else?
Well, that's also part of the problem. That comes out clearly in number 13, which is the one about the Greyhound racing. Because the way that actual amendment is worded, it declares a fundamental value for all animals.
Right.
Okay. Sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the hell is that? Right? What is a fundamental value? So now somebody has to define what a fundamental value is. As I said, the perverse rules of politics, it's created a whole new problem. It was going to solve a problem, supposed a problem that these greyhounds are being mistreated, which if they're being mistreated now, it's because of the fault of the state, not because of the greyhound racing, because they are so closely regulated.
They are, and I've had people that have been involved in that industry that say that those animals are extremely well taken care of.
Let me tell you, if you got...
if you want to adopt, one of those X-ray. They're wonderful adoption animals.
Yep, indeed, because they're used to being around human beings.
And if they were beaten and abused or whatever, they're not going to come out being mellow and happy. Every greyhound I've seen that has come out of racing was a good, mellow dog.
Exactly. So, and that 13 could affect the hunting and fishing industry here.
Mm-hmm.
Every animal has a fundamental value. Does that mean a deer or a quail or a bass?
So we have to go to vegetarianism. We cannot take away the fundamental rights of...
But vegetables have feelings, too.
We just have to do away with human beings altogether, doggone.
Yeah, we're bad. We're bad for everything.
Wasn't this, though, particularly addressing the greyhound racing industry because the dogs were apparently... Once they're taken into retirement, or they destroy the dogs.
Once again, see that was
the original intent.
Right, you're making my argument for me. Okay. See, that's the intent. That's what you read on the ballot. What it's supposed to do, but because we don't know what the no pun intended, amendment actually says, we don't know what the unintended consequences are going to be.
Right.
But I'll guarantee you this, there will be unintended consequences. It is one of the perverse rules of politics. There will be an effect, and the effect will go beyond what the amendment, quote unquote, is supposed to be for.
Well, see, I don't know what the amendment is, so I'm confused right now. Is the amendment basically saying that once a dog has reached retirement age?
No, it is going to ban greyhound racing, period.
What does that have to do with when they reach a retirement age?
Well, that's what Chris is saying, is the whole, we don't realize the consequence until the amendment is passed. And once it's passed, it sort of reverts back to a whole different implication, right, Chris? You think it's good for the dogs, but what they're trying to do is ban greyhound racing altogether.
I'll read it because it's the shortest one on the ballot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's basically one sentence. It says ends dog racing, and then it describes it. Phases out commercial dog racing in connection with wagering by 2020. Other gaming activities are not affected.
Okay. Oh, so horse racing's okay?
Not necessarily. Once again,
if you read the
actual language of the amendment, it says every animal has a fundamental value. And they could easily extrapolate from that is what is bad for greyhounds is bad for thoroughbreds.
Well, sure.
That's one of my points, see? So you don't really know if that's all you're voting for when you vote for this.
Oh, and people are going to be saying, I think it's so nice if I stop greyhound racing.
Exactly. Okay. And I literally went through every one of these and found pretty much the same problem with every doggone one. Mm-hmm. Now, numbers like 1 and 2 are very enticing. Oh, yeah, I'd love to have a tax break because number 1 says it increases the homestead and tax exemption by, I think, $25,000. And basically, the typical homeowner would get a $250 tax break in their property tax bill. Well, that's from the state level. It says nothing about the county local levels.
No.
And if they still have to have the money that they're committed to spend, guess what they're going to do?
Raise their taxes.
And you may end up spending more than $250.
It cancels out the $250 credit.
Right. And even Tax Watch, which is a conservative organization, doesn't like that one. Now, Tax Watch does like number 2. And if I were to vote yes on any of them, it would be number 2. But to bring you right to the end of the story, I'm voting no on all of them.
I was just going to say, Chris, isn't it better just to vote no across the board?
In my opinion. Let me look at number 2, though, because number 2 seems innocuous enough because we're already doing this. It would extend permanently the 10% limitation on increases in business and rental property tax property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have a rental house, the assessment couldn't raise by more than 10% in any given year. Mm-hmm. Same goes for any business property. Sounds good, and we're already doing it. Well, it was imposed in 2008. It's set to expire at the end of this year. It was a 10-year deal. And the reason they did that was because of the housing bust and the real estate bust that we went through in 2008, pretty much through the end of Obama administration. It could easily be extended that way. But here's the problem, once again. When the legislature at the state level is limited. It only passes that obligation on to the local levels. And in a lot of the local governments, we have liberals running local government. Mm-hmm. Even in Seminole County, with so-called Republicans on the Seminole County Commission, they will raise your taxes at the drop of a hat.
They did.
All they need is a reason. And then this is the one which everybody's kind of likes the most if they're conservatives, but I think is the most problematic, actually. It's number five. It requires the supermajority to raise taxes or impose fees. It requires a supermajority would be two-thirds vote in both the Florida House and Senate in order to enact and impose new taxes or to raise state fees. Sounds good.
That's what they're talking about. We will control what taxes or whatever.
Basically, what it means is it would be near impossible to enact or impose new taxes.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop them from raising your old taxes. And also, what I can foresee this causing in the future, it wouldn't be a ramification right away, but I could certainly see it in a couple of election cycles down the road if this were to pass. Oh, we can't get budgets done now because there's too many restrictions on the legislature. What we need on the ballot is a constitutional amendment repealing the Florida constitutional amendment against a state
income tax.
There you go.
Right.
You see, once again, perhaps I'm just reading too much gloom and doom into this one, but I think it's an invitation for trouble. And the best way to hold the legislature in check is at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. You see, what most of these do is it actually takes more decision-making out of our hands than it puts in our hands.
Yeah. It's always that way with government.
So,
and aren't amendments written by attorneys anyway?
Most of them are,
yes. So there you
go. Now, on this, a number of them were written by what's called the Constitutional Revision Commission. Let me see. That would have been numbers six. That has to do with the rights of crime victims. Now, that one sounds good, too. Why not have...
Is that the one with Kelsey Grammer? Talking about his father was murdered and his sister was...
Right. But what it doesn't tell you is that it imposes certain restrictions on the courts that are clearly in violation of the U.S. Constitution. And guess what? That's going to be thrown out. So the best part of the bill is unconstitutional because it violates the U.S. Constitution. And in federalism, the U.S. Constitution always, when it's in conflict with a state constitution, the U.S. Constitution wins out. And then there are several on here. Number 8 has already been struck by the judges. 7, 9, and 11 are already in front of judges and most likely to be struck down too. And it's because there's too much stuff in them. And it has nothing to do with each other. Like the one for, first responder benefits. Want to make benefits for first responders good and better and everything. Well, you also have in there stuff that has to do with regulating the colleges and universities in the state. Has nothing to do with one another.
Yeah.
It does not belong in one amendment. Have two amendments. And yet that was presented by the State Constitutional Revision Commission. And it, you go back to your question. Lawyers sit on this commission and some lay people sit on it. And they go around the state on a schedule, and they have these little town halls where people can come in and talk mm-hmm. about what they want on the Constitution or taken out. John Stenberger was on this, and he gave us regular updates about it. And basically, you get these Christmas wish lists, and this is what they weeded it all down to. So these are Christmas wish lists. I should say. And so, Megan, once again, a long story short, I'm voting no on all of the amendments.
I have to ask you, Chris, how does an amendment become an amendment, though?
A couple of different ways. The state legislature can vote to put it on the ballot. That's how amendments number 1, 2, and 5 got on there. Those are the tax ones.
Right.
And then, of course, the Republican legislature. And a lot of Republicans are for these. However, I said number 1, even Tax Watch is leery about that. But, for instance, number 3 about gambling.
Yes.
That was by petition. They got enough petitions signed.
Right.
And then you also have the ones on here, including 6, 7, 9, 10, 12, and 13, which were from the Revision Commission. Okay, they went around. It's their job to go around every, I think it's 10 years, and do this process.
Are lobbyists ever involved in this at any point?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
You better believe they are.
So you have the casinos that probably have their lobbyists trying to get us to vote yes.
No, because, no, the casinos want you to vote no.
Oh, I thought they wanted us to vote yes.
No, they want you to vote no because what the... casinos in general want you to vote yes.
That's what I thought.
But the hoteliers in the state and the Indian casinos want you to vote no.
Because they have a monopoly on the market.
Exactly.
It would hurt their business and their revenue.
Right. But not only does that limit the expansion of casinos, but it also limits perhaps doing away with them.
Yeah.
So, and then there is number 12, which has to do with, wait a minute, let me see. All right, anyway, we need to take a break. And when we come back, once again, my suggestion, and once again, we'll be posting it tomorrow on our website, is vote no on all of the amendments. Okay? We'll be back with more of the American Adversaries right after this short break.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436, or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to talk about some videos, but we'll do that in the next segment of the show. That's why we're playing this Hollywood thing. It's going to be a very short segment, so I just wanted just a couple of other notes about these amendments things. I wanted to mention you mentioned lobbying, and are lobbyists lobbying now? Yes, very heavily on these amendments. And you're seeing the commercials. You mentioned Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is paying him? A lobbying group's paying him. So number 12 has to do with extending from 2 to 6 years the prohibited time from former public officials from becoming lobbyists. And this is somehow meant to...
Ain't gonna work.
No. All it's going to do is...
Legally, you can't stop anybody. Every judge would throw that out.
Indeed. I believe that that one would be out too. And you just said, it does not do anything to solve the problem. And lobbying is a part of our system. You may or may not like it. Most of us kind of don't. But it is a very integral part of our system. And you have any group can lobby. Any group can lobby. And a lot of them do, believe me. And that's what really kind of makes our system work. And then there is the one about the voting rights, restoration of voting rights. Most conservatives are going to vote no on this anyway. But if you have any idea, well, maybe they've done their time. If that's all it was, but it is not specific enough. Did you know that repeat offenders and most violent offenders will get their voting rights back automatically, including sexual predators? So, once again, it is those unintended consequences that are there that make it impossible for me, at least, to vote for these things. So it's going to be easy for me on Election Day. Nope, 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 nope. All right. In the meantime, we'll come back. We are halfway to go of our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. And I see Kathy's got a bunch of odd stories. Lair's got his closing remarks. And we got a whole lot of other stuff to talk about as well. Hope you'll be here with us to talk about it. And don't forget to go to our brand new website, right? And sign up for the great prize drawing that we've got there. And you'll love it. You'll get a full evening with the American Adversaries. We'll make sure Lair's there that night, too. And then a whole lot of other great stuff. And that evening includes being in the studio with us for a 2-hour show and then having dinner with us at Cafe Positano. How can you do better than that? And get a lot more stuff on top of that. We'll be right back. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy?
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Georgia emergency officials say that approximately 120,000 customers in the state remain without power after Hurricane Michael. An emailed statement Sunday afternoon from the Georgia Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency said that included customers of Georgia Power, the cooperatives of the Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, and various municipalities. President Donald Trump offered a prayer from a freed American pastor as he welcomed the just-released Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office. Brunson endured nearly 2 years of confinement in Turkey. Seated next to the president, Brunson fell to one knee, put his hand on Trump's shoulder. He asked God to provide President Trump supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans that you have for this country and for him. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base, and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary on 660 WORL
and on 1520 The Biz.
Okay, we're back. Once again, thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We got the full house in here tonight. Blair Adams has joined Kathy Santomassino, Aubrey Conn, and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255. You have the American Adversaries right in the middle of our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Of course, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, going to join you later on at 8 o'clock. He'll take you live until 11 o'clock. And we're talking about the amendments. Of course, you have also the governor's race on the ballot. And you're seeing a ton of money being poured into this state to help prop up Gillum. And we'll see how it's going to work out. The polls, most of the polls are showing Gillum with a lead anywhere from a couple of points up to as many as 7 points. Ron DeSantis has not been accessible to the media as Gillum has been, and his campaign has had to have a major shakeup, and the campaign manager was changed. That's the bad news. The good news is the woman that Mrs. Wiley, who is running his campaign now, has run successful campaigns both times for Rick Scott, and she was also a major reason why President Trump won the state of Florida.
Well, I think the DeSantis campaign kind of hit the skids, and I'm not sure why, I mean, other than the shakeup. But then he was up with Governor Rick Scott in the Panhandle doing hurricane relief, which was a big boost for him. Because Gillum wasn't doing it, but DeSantis was.
Yeah. The problem with DeSantis, I think, is he got too comfortable with how he won the primary.
Yeah, he's almost invisible.
Right. I don't know where he is.
He didn't campaign after he won.
And not a lot of ads.
And if you think about it, he didn't campaign much during the primary either.
Mm-mm.
What he did was he did a lot of appearances on Fox, and primarily having to do with the Russia hoax stuff.
Sure.
But a lot of mainly national issues. He was a regular on Fox. And he did produce a couple of commercials there, if you remember the one where he had his little kid and he was teaching the kid how to read, and it was "You're fired" is
that
my favorite word.
That was his first ad, but that's been over a month ago.
I know, but that was for the primary.
Right.
It was an ad for the primary. And now you see scant few ads of his on television. Now, he was on Judge Jeanine last night, and so I made sure I watched that. And I must say, Judge Jeanine did not do him any favors. And here's why. It started off good, because first thing she asked him about is, of course, the hurricane and the relief efforts, and you were there, and what'd you see, and all of that. And then she proceeded to ask him about Jamal Khashoggi. And I'm thinking to myself, not only is this not good in the sense that it's not allowing him to talk about Florida politics, but she's trying to box him in on an issue that could actually end up perhaps hurting him.
Yeah.
Because she kept pressing him, what should we do about Jamal Khashoggi? Well, you know what I'm talking about. Khashoggi is this Saudi Arabian, permanent American resident missing.
Oh,
because he went into the Turkish.
Journalist.
Yeah,
he went into the embassy and never came out.
Right.
And
Turkey is making some claims that don't quite add up. I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, but real quickly, Chris, what the heck does the governor have to do with that?
Yeah.
I mean, if he was running for a senator or something.
As I said,
it was
Judge Jeanine's obvious choice to decide what she was going to ask him. If I were one of his lead people, I would say, now the judge is going to talk about Florida stuff, right? You know, you're going to talk about Florida politics because she was obviously, you know, effusive and trying to help him out. I want him to be the next governor of Florida. Well, don't ask him stuff that doesn't pertain to Florida politics right in the heat of the campaign. Mm-hmm. And, she's a great voice for conservatism. It's just it rubbed me the wrong way. The fact that this guy right now needs all the help he can get, and she basically kicked him into pain.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if her producer came up with a question.
I would not be surprised either. I think you're absolutely right about that. But as I said, that's not the kind of help he needs right now. And if he thinks going back on Fox is going to get him elected governor of Florida, that's not what's going to do
Here's my argument about DeSantis, and I think y'all will agree. He hasn't had a grassroots campaign from day one. Like Putnam, he needs to be on all the local networks between 5 and 6, be interviewed, be in town halls, maybe do some debates with this Gillum guy. I don't know anything about Gillum, he's got a good ground game. You have to admit he does.
All right. And then he did pretty good in the first debate with Gillum. Another debate was set up, I believe, for this week.
That was canceled due to the storm.
Right. Yeah, Gillum pulled out because he wants to be there for Tallahassee and this stuff. And the Republicans have taken the tack of going after Gillum's record in Tallahassee. Things that he didn't do in the last hurricane up there.
The FBI investigation,
the crime rate, and such as this. Well, today, brand new ad comes out with Jerry Demings in his sheriff's uniform, which he's no longer the sheriff of Orange County anymore. But he and a couple of other sheriffs talking about how that's all a lie, how crime went down 24%, how he's helping the FBI in this investigation. That is a stretch.
And
that is a stretch to say that he's helping the FBI in the investigation, right? That's like saying John Gotti helped the FBI in the FBI.
And if DeSantis' campaign manager had her smarts about her, I hope you're listening, whoever you are, you would have a counterattack on that ad because the Broward County sheriffs have already endorsed DeSantis.
I presume they will. This is a brand new ad just debuted today.
Well, they need to get gear.
It has credence and it has gravitas because you got these sheriffs, even ex-sheriffs, in their uniforms.
Right. And once again, it is an emotional appeal. And when it comes to charisma, I guess I should say, might be the word I'm looking for. Gillum's got more of it than DeSantis. He comes across as more of a likable guy.
That's not saying much, though.
Well, the problem is his politics are lousy.
Okay, let me ask
you this. Really, really lousy.
I don't know this. Going by DeSantis' last name, is he Hispanic?
Yes, there is.
And I know his lieutenant governor, Nunez, is obviously Hispanic.
And he was born in Florida.
Is that the reason why Trump backed him over Putnam?
I think Trump backed DeSantis basically as a loyalty payback because DeSantis was regularly out there in the media, whatever media source would hear him, defending President Trump. And not just defending President Trump, but pointing out the this hoax, this Russia hoax, and the efforts that the FBI and the DOJ were undertaking to undermine an election. Mm-hmm. And so I believe Trump paid him back. And then what does DeSantis do? He kicks him in the teeth a couple of weeks ago when Trump tweeted out about, when they came out with that number of deaths in Puerto Rico being almost 3,000, and Trump tweets out about that, you know, what are you talking about? Where did this come from? Mm-hmm. And DeSantis jumps all on that. No, there were 3,000 deaths, all right. Well, at that point, Trump said, this is the thanks I get. Trump, I'm sure, is going to come to Florida, and he's going to stump. And Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis will be there. And I'm sure Trump's going to, you know, make nice and try to get him elected because he needs the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But DeSantis is he's proving that a lot of Republicans know how to steal defeat from the jaws of victory, and he's working very hard at it. But that just means we're just going to have to knuckle down and work harder to get him elected.
I mean, he's electable, Chris. He's an ex-military officer, yeah. Harvard grad, lawyer.
Yeah.
He's electable, but I don't know what is going on with his campaign. We're not hearing radio ads. We're not seeing TV ads. We're not seeing the essence of who he is
as
a candidate.
A lot of politicians, it's like hold your ammunition till the end.
Yeah,
you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's planning on a huge blitz where all their money, all their campaigning is going to come here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think starting this,
I hope you're right.
I think you're going to see it ramp up this week, and especially when early voting starts.
Yeah.
Because that's when the persuadable people will be voting. People normally who vote by absentee ballots they're rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not the people who are wondering. They may wonder about something like an amendment on the ballot.
Yeah, they vote party ticket.
Right. When it comes to the candidates, they know where they're going.
Right.
All right. And they can't wait to get their hands on a ballot to go there. And that's why they're doing the absentee. But people who aren't, you know, a lot of them don't even pay any attention until the last couple of weeks, maybe the last day. So I think Lair is right. And the problem for DeSantis is he has not had as much money as Gillum. Gillum's getting oodles of money from out-of-state sources and a lot of small contributors in the state.
And up until Trump, money seemed to do everything, but when he got elected by spending far less money.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So, but DeSantis ain't a Trump.
No.
Yeah.
You got to be a Trump to be able to pull that off. And he's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And for some people, I'm sure they're glad of it. Not me, though. All right, I tell you what, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got Rick and Christine on the line that want to talk about the amendments. If you have any questions, you can call me tonight or call us sometime between now and the election. I'll be glad to take it up with you. But once again, my recommendation is the way I'm going to vote, let me put it that way, is no on all of them. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Welcome back to the show, folks. We appreciate you being out there listening on a Sunday night. And before we get to the callers, we would also very, very, very much appreciate it if you would make a little video testimonial about why you listen to this show, why you listen to this station, and what you get out of it. What do we do for you? How does this add to your day? How does this add to your life? And if you would do that and send it to theanswerorlando.com or go to theanswerorlando.com, and the key word is story. And you'll find all the parameters, how to go about this. This is a contest that Salem Media Group is running nationwide. And it would surely be the coolest thing ever if they got the most testimonials, good and bad, about our show over all the other shows. Because they got all the national hosts, like starting with Hugh Hewitt, Gallagher, Prager, Jay Sekulow, Michael Medved, Larry Elder.
Elder, yeah.
Yeah. And it would be really cool if they got more testimonials from our listeners than any of these other guys got from at least any one market. And that would be this market, of course, we're talking about. It would really, really be cool if they got more than all the markets put together. But the point being, this is a way you can help our profile with the network, and who knows, could lead to bigger and better things for the show. But nonetheless, could lead to bigger and better things for you, too, because somebody is going to win an Apple iPad Pro and the iPencil, or whatever it is. And
iPen.
iPen. So it's a real nice it's
retail
real nice
value,
prize.
$900.
Yeah, nice prize. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be elaborate. And so all they, but it does have to be a video. Audio only is ineligible. And it has to be in by October the 23rd, which is a week from Tuesday. So you still have plenty of time to do it. And you can do it by yourself, or if you'd like someone to help you, that's fine. Any smartphone or smart device or camera will do. And once again, you go to theanswerorlando.com, and the keyword is story. Theanswerorlando.com, the keyword is story. And thank you very, very much for doing it.
And include your kids and your pets, too. Make it fun and original.
That's it. All right, let's go to the phone lines, and Rick is up first, then Christine. Hey, Rick, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Well, I like it because I know who not to vote for.
okay.
But anyway, before I get into my topic briefly, I just wondered, 1 hour away from politics, if you could have Jerry Ross. I mentioned this before. This guy is so practical. I mean, I listen every day. He says things that most people probably have thought of, but you know, why didn't I do that?
You're talking about Jerry Ross, the leader of the National Entrepreneur Center over there,
this guy,
the director.
And he says it in a simple way, and it's just...
We've had him on the show when we do the Biz Fest over there once a year, but I'll take that into consideration. All right, go ahead.
I want to talk about Amendment 9, which, by the way, both candidates are against fracking and drilling, which I like that about DeSantis, too. And my 60%, I say, or 70% of why I'm a Democrat is because of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it prohibits offshore and gas drilling.
Right.
On the pristine waters of Florida, people would say. And the second part is about vaping. But I don't, it's funny that Scott Maxwell said he's voting against it because he doesn't like bundling with the vaping. And you know, but
right.
It's so important, I think. That's going to get about 80 or 90%, I think. Nobody wants drilling off the Florida coast. No, I don't think any. I don't know how any. But I don't know what your opinion is.
My opinion about drilling off the Florida coast?
Yeah, I think it's a terrible idea. Well, it would so hurt the economy.
All right, well, you do understand that this is very limited. In other words, it doesn't go out that far. In other words, these protections are already there. You do understand that. In other words, this doesn't really give you anything that we don't already have. And in terms of drilling in national waters, that's a federal government issue. So this could not be binding on the federal government.
Why would they make the amendment if it's already, I don't...
Well, he explained that earlier, yeah.
I think mainly to get Democrats like you out to vote. So part of the deal with the amendments is to motivate people to come out and vote for things that they want. And obviously you want this. And however, it does ban also vaping. What do the two have to do with each other? You see, this is ridiculous.
Well, it should have been separate.
It should have been, but it's not. So I'm not going to vote for it. Now, you're welcome to, and you might be right. It might pass with flying colors, but it ain't not going to do it with my vote.
Do you think?
And I guarantee you. And I guarantee you, it's not going. By the way, as I said, the courts are already looking at this to throw it out. So, all right, go ahead. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. Your point.
But do you think they should drill? Do you think that's a good idea?
It's already being done. And as a matter of fact, the coastal waters of Florida, as close as they're talking about in this, you can go out further than that and accomplish the same thing. So if you want to ban up to 12 miles out, fine. They'll go out 13 miles, they'll drill down, and they'll cut a horizontal path back underneath the 12 miles. So with the technology today, this amendment doesn't do anything. It's superfluous. Lair.
Yeah. Now, Rick, I want to ask you a question. On the two guys running for governor, I do like DeSantis's idea because, I mean, it's not a new idea. They've talked about it before, but his idea of putting a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee to catch the runoff, the fertilizer runoff.
Rather than pumping that water into the Gulf of Mexico.
Into the Gulf. I mean, it's a good plan that he's put out there.
For the red tide.
Right. Yeah, and I can't imagine anybody going against it, so I haven't heard any others saying it's not a good plan. I mean, but again, of the two guys, he's the only one that I've really heard a good comprehensive plan.
So,
and I hate to use that word comprehensive.
So can Ron DeSantis count on your vote, Rick?
I'd have to. That's my main issue. I'd have to look at both of them as far as.
Okay.
Yeah, that red tide. That would be a huge help for the red tide problem.
Yeah,
is that reservoir?
Exactly.
And by the way, red tide is a naturally occurring event that has occurred in Florida waters forever. The problem is it has been exacerbated this time and in recent history by the pumping of fresh water with all these nutrients in it out of the Lake Okeechobee because the Army Corps of Engineers bottled it all up down there and the water can't normally flow north as it would.
And a change in currents.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Rick, I got to move on to take Christine's call. Thank you so much for your call tonight. I appreciate it, as always. All right, Christine is up next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Christine? Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Always love your show.
Thank you.
But I wanted to very quickly just say one thing about Amendment 13. Amendment 13, and I hope that everybody who's listening right now should inform themselves and vote yes on 13. If you love dogs and animals, you want to vote yes on 13.
Christine,
and I hope that
Christine,
Florida is
okay, all right, we got your recommendation. Well, let me ask you something. Do I hear a dog barking in the background there?
Yeah.
Do you want the state to come in and tell you how you should take care of that animal?
No.
Because if you vote for 13, you open the door to that very thing. Did you know that?
No.
Well, now you do. Now you do know that. Do you know that you are not being presented with the wording of the Amendment of 13? That you're not actually... Have you read the whole thing, the preamble and the actual amendment?
The very much amendment, yes. I have.
Where did you go to access the amendment to read it?
I have it right here in one of my magazines.
in one of your magazines. Who wrote the magazine?
Yeah. It's called Bark.
It's called Bark. So, in other words, you're probably not reading the actual wording of the amendment. You're reading the wording of a lobbying group who wants you to vote for the amendment. Be clear about this.
Yeah. Well,
That amendment opens the door to the regulation of the treatment of all animals in the state, including wild and domesticated. It does not just affect greyhound racing. If it were that, it would be nice, but it is not.
It will end dog racing. It will end the greyhound dog racing.
And it will do a lot more than that. That's the problem.
Christine, do you want to end horse racing?
I don't care for horse racing. Also, I love all animals.
I believe
that animals should not be used for our entertainment and wagering.
Now you see, because now you have just said that the state should be able to come into your house and take your dog away because you get satisfaction and entertainment. That's what 13 does, ma'am. It opens the door for just that sort of thing.
You can't have a pet.
Whether you like it or not, it goes far beyond banning greyhound racing. I suggest you go back and reread the full text, including the preamble of the amendment.
Not the one from the magazine.
Indeed.
Go download it from the state.
But I deduce, Christine, that I am not going to change your mind. So thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And we will just have to disagree on this one. You can vote yes. I'm going to vote no. All right? Thank you. Appreciate your call. All right. Thank you so much. And, you know, once again, a lot of this is about emotional issues. They give you the emotional selling line, and they don't tell you the full story. And there's a prime example of what I'm talking
about. Chris, this just opened up a thought for me. If the insurance industry is involved in this in some respects, you got to wonder, does this mean that your animals could be taxed based on where you live? In other words, we're all, you know, paying for schools we don't go to, especially.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but it opens the door to any amount
of
regulation.
It's another revenue stream. Think about it. It's another revenue stream. It could open the door to having taxes when you get your pet immunized or get their tag.
And it also...
Buy pet insurance, you're going to have a tax on that. That's what I think it's going to do.
It could also lead to the banning of the slaughtering of animals anywhere in the state of Florida.
And to Chris's point,
no more filet mignon for you. Yeah.
To Chris's point, too, it'll never get through the courts. I don't care how they want to try to ban dog racing, because those people are going to say, well, you have to ban horse racing. You have to ban, just like this lady, can't have pets in your house. You may mistreat it. Yeah. It'll never get past the courts. It's a waste of time.
But it may get some emotionally motivated.
Feel good.
Exactly. That's the whole point. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105. Passion, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 7 o'clock.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Saudi Arabia on Sunday threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said that the oil-rich kingdom deserves severe punishment if it is responsible for the disappearance and suspected murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says there is huge international concern.
I don't want to get drawn into hypotheticals because we don't know the facts yet. But we have been very, very clear that if these stories are true, that would be totally appalling. We would have to think about the appropriate way to react in that situation.
The British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt goes on to say,
what they need to do is to cooperate fully with the investigation that the Turks are asking us to do and to get to the bottom of this. And if, as they say, this terrible murder didn't happen, then where is Jamal Khashoggi? And that's what the world wants to know.
A member of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee says that the U.S.-Saudi relations may need to be completely revised if an investigation finds the kingdom's government responsible for the murder of the Washington Post contributor. Search and rescue personnel continuing to comb through the ruins of a small Florida panhandle community destroyed by Hurricane Michael, which has left hundreds without power, thousands without power, without easy access to supplies. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the federal government's doing all it can to help his state recover from Hurricane Michael.
So far, I have not heard of anything the state government has asked for that the federal government has not stepped forward to provide. Whether there needs to be more, that's something that we'll see in the days to come. But I know the federal government, including the Department of Defense, is standing ready to offer even more if the state says it needs it.
Senator Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump was offered a prayer from a freed American pastor as he welcomed the just-released Andrew Brunson to the Oval Office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart, co-host South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Welcome to hour number three already it is for our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate that. Once again, in the studio, we have the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, even though he is physically, his physique is shrinking, becoming more muscular.
Aubrey the incredible Kahn. Shrinking man.
Aubrey Kahn, that's right. And, of course, that voice right there can only belong to one man. That'd be Lair Adams. We'll also have Kathy Santomassino in the studio.
The token female.
And Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling. I am Christopher Hart, by the way. Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, would normally be joining us now, but she is in rehearsals tonight, once again, for the Glow musical, which is coming out, I think, in about a week or two, isn't it, Jeff? Is it like the 15th or something like that?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle or toward the end of this month, they're going to be doing this Gorgeous Lady of Wrestling musical with the original Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Come on, now, how do you sing when somebody just body slammed you?
Yeah, I think they're lip syncing, but anyway, they are going to be rehearsing tonight, and she should be back next week. There was several things that I did want to take up with her that we'll just kind of go into. First of all, did you see where ABC executives are afraid they may have made a mistake?
No.
Do you know about what?
No.
Rose and...
Oh, the Connors debuted, didn't it?
It's supposed to, I think, but evidently it's not going on the set like, you know, it used to.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of concerns that it's going to be a flop.
Yeah, I heard the executive said they're kind of sorry they fired her. They wish they could have had... a reconciliation? Why are they saying that now?
After too late.
They've got the production company up and running. They're going to have the show next week, make its debut. I heard ABC only bought like so many episodes.
One season worth.
Because they know it's going to flop.
That's it. I mean, and let's face it, she was the impetus for the program.
Yeah, she was.
A lot of other good people on the show, but she was the program.
And, well, she was the star.
And by the way, when they did the reboot, they only gave them an 8 show contract for that. Mm-hmm. However, when it went over so well, they extended the contract, I think, for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kerfluffle happened. And she is very distraught about it, evidently. The word is that she is really in depression over this.
John Goodman said that. John Goodman was very nice about, you know, he loves the woman, said mm-hmm. she's been a great friend. She knows she's made a mistake. But the thing is, with this whole kerfluffle that she said, you know, her comment about
Valerie Jarrett
and being in the movie. Did you see the remake of the Planet of the Apes movie?
No.
Well, the Kim Hunter character in the newer version, I forget the actress, it may have been Zoe Saldana, but whatever actress played her didn't look like a gorilla or a chimpanzee. She was a hottie.
Right.
Okay. And if you put the way Valerie Jarrett is in makeup against the way they made up this actress, it does look like Valerie
it
Jarrett.
It would have been taken as a compliment.
If that's what she meant, was she meant that this woman in makeup that was looking like a sexy gorilla, I mean, she did not look like any gorilla there is on the planet Earth. They really...
Well, here's the way she put it in several interviews, is that she saw the resemblance, which is what you're talking about. But the point that she was making wasn't aimed at Valerie Jarrett. It was aimed at government. That the whole notion of the Planet of the Apes is that you have this domineering government that runs the whole mm-hmm. show, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back to the original one with Charlton Heston. That's the theme of the movie is that this government has become, you know, just totally of
totalitarian.
Exactly. And it hides the past and all of this stuff is in it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. subtle. You got to mm-hmm. kind of look for it, but it's there. And there's even that point where after they break out and it's right before the end of the movie. And, you know, they had Roddy McDowall, but then they had the younger chimp.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Heston tells him to do something and he kind of bucks it. And then Heston kind of laughs and goes, "That's the way, boy. Don't trust anybody over 30.
Yeah,
you know, they got all these little subtle messages in it that it's really an attack on government. And that was what she was trying to say.
And she never used the word ape or gorilla or anything.
No.
And let me ask you this. How many times did Muhammad Ali call Joe Frazier a gorilla?
Oh, as Joe Frazier never
Dozens.
Forgave him.
No, yeah. no. And
by the way, Muhammad never meant it. He knew it was all for show.
Yeah.
That's why he was doing it.
Thriller in Manila with the gorilla.
Right, exactly. And when he fought Chuck Wepner, I saw the CSPN special on it, and Chuck Wepner was the bleeder from Bayonne.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
And he was the guy that the Rocky movies were made after.
Yeah.
Chuck Wepner, because he got this match with Muhammad Ali. That was Rocky against Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky loses in the first one, right? Chuck Wepner lost. And then you had the one where you had Hulk Hogan playing Thunderlips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that came from after Chuck Wepner got out of boxing, he actually went into wrestling for a while. And McMahon got him to wrestle who else but Andre the Giant.
Oh, okay.
And he gets in there, and he starts actually punching Andre the Giant. And he gets mad. And so Andre picks him up and throws him out of the ring.
Sure.
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
Well, next thing you know, Stallone's writing a movie with us in it. Mm-hmm. So when Chuck Wepner was going to fight Muhammad Ali was trying to build up the fight. Because there wasn't really much interest in it. Because who's Chuck Wepner?
He didn't have a big stand.
Who's this guy? You know, so Ali's trying to build up the fight. So they go on the, I think it was the Dick Cavett show. And the two of them at the same time. So they're in the green room together before they go on camera. And Wepner said he was sitting in there when the door flings open, and in walks Muhammad Ali with his entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali kind of comes up and clowns around with him a little bit and says, "Now, okay, now when we go out here, I want you to call me the N-word." Only he said the word.
Mm-hmm.
And Wepner looked at him and said, "What? Why would I do that?" He says, "We need to build the fight up. Can you go out there, you call me the N-word, I'll get mad, and we'll have a little doodad on the stage, and that's going to create an interest in the fight."
Yep.
And Wepner refused to do it. He said, "No." He said, listen, Muhammad, I got a lot of black friends, and, you know.
And he had respect for Muhammad.
And they're going to think this is all, you know, that I'm not
a racist.
He says, "But I can't do it." So Muhammad goes out there. They got him on the stage, and Ali's out there first, and they talk with Cavett, and then they bring out Wepner, and Ali's kind of jumps up, and they do a little thing, and then he kind of sits back in his seat, and he slumps down real low, and he goes over to Wepner and holds his hand over his mouth, and he goes, "He called me a," and he says the word. And Cavett goes, "What? He called you a what? He called me a..." So in backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And Wepner had not done it, refused to do it, but Ali went out there, did it anyway, and it created a little hoopla on the stage there. He got the effect he wanted out of it anyway, and they went on about it. But it was Muhammad never did those things out of personal spite or hatred. He did it out of the entertainment factor of the sport. Frazier couldn't get it. He never got that. He took it personally, and he would never let Muhammad Ali, get over it. But this gets back to the thing with Roseanne. You see, if Valerie Jarrett had simply said, if she thinks that, she's an idiot or something like that, and laughed it off and said, "Oh, this doesn't bother me. You know, no big deal. So what? It's Roseanne Barr. She's a loon anyway." It would have gone away. Or she would have gotten
paid. She would have been elevated.
She'd have paid. Well, Valerie Jarrett would have been elevated,
yes.
And Roseanne Barr would have been able to keep her job, and the show would have stayed on the air. And by the way, after those first couple of episodes where she did make a big deal about it being a Trump supporter, it went away. He was not a factor on the show anymore. It was back to being Roseanne. And she had on the show, she had an LGBTQ person. She had a little black
boy. Her grandson.
Boy. Yeah.
Her grandson doesn't know what sex
and, you
he
know,
is.
That's why the show worked, because she wasn't acting in the shows. She was portraying herself. And for ABC to say, "Well, you know, we don't appreciate her comments," they forget who Roseanne Barr is. Remember when she was on the baseball field.
Oh, yeah. She's done all kinds of loony
and she's
things.
Done some crazy things, but they know her personality.
Right.
And Laurie Metcalf isn't going to replace her, and that's what they're banking on.
I know. Well, what are they going to do, kill her off?
That's what the idea was, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the bad news. The good news in television, obviously, that's never the end of the story, right? I mean, they brought
JR.
I remember that. Yeah,
and Dynasty, too. Wasn't there a thing in Dynasty or something? Like, anyway, it's
Bobby Ewing. That's the one
Patrick
that came back.
Duffy.
That's right. That's right.
Patrick Duffy.
It's been done before.
His wife, what was her name? Victoria Principal. He died, and then she realized it was a dream.
Right, yeah, so they could bring him back.
No, that wasn't Victoria Principal,
back.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was his wife.
Yeah.
So the point being, though, is that they went after Roseanne because she had made this big deal about Trump. And it was a way to get at Trump. And they associated this with Trump and everything.
Yeah.
And what the executives are realizing now is that they made a huge financial mistake in doing that. And
but Chris, don't you think the reason they pulled her contract is because of her association with Trump and nothing else?
Yeah, it was all
political. I mean, it wasn't the comment. Right. It was her association.
That was the excuse.
Yeah. You take a look at CNN. You take a look at MSNBC. Look how they are deriding and the comments they're making about Kanye West. All right? They're calling him a house N. They're calling him a sellout. They're calling, you know.
Oreo.
And nothing happens to them. Mm-mm. Because
it's okay to hate somebody
who's a conservative, or politically incorrect. Pro-Trump.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He's by no means a conservative, Kanye. But he is pro-Trump, and that's enough.
There's two sides to the story, and there's only one side that wins.
That's right. By the way, we flipped the monitor over to CBS because President Trump will be doing a 60 Minutes interview, but the Dallas-Jacksonville game is winding down. It'll wrap up pretty soon, though, because there's only a few seconds left, and Dallas is ahead 40-7.
Oh, so, my gosh!
I don't think it's going to be going on more
you
than a few
know.
More seconds.
I think that's called a whipping.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so but once again, the president will be on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl tonight. And so far, the biggest breaking news of the interview is that he thought Melania's interview was excellent, and he's not sure if James Mattis is going to be around after the election. All right, in the meantime, we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's time for some odd stories, and Kathy's got a handful of them. And don't forget, later on in this half hour, in this hour of the show, we have Lair's closing comments. If you haven't heard them before, you're in for a real treat. And if you have heard them before, you know you're in for a real treat. So we'll be right back.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Welcome back to the show. All right, thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it is time for Sunday's Odd Stories with Kathy Santomassino, but I see we have Phil on the line, so we'll take his call first and then go right to Kathy Santomassino. Hey, Phil, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Okay, great. I'm talking about Amendment 13.
Yeah.
I went to Grosstown time, then I got a leaflet, and it says there, one dog is killed every 3 days. And then right away I says, well, what about the babies? I says, that are killed, 100 something a day. And he didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I guess not.
Can I read you this?
Well, I just sum it up. You're saying that the literature is claiming that dogs are being killed every week because of greyhound racing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
500.
That's a fallacy.
It's 213.
All right.
500 dogs have died.
All right.
And here's another lie. Can I read this quick for you? It says 8,000 greyhound endure lives of terrible confinement at Florida tracks, kept up to 20 to 23 hours each day in cages, barely large enough for them to stand up and turn around.
Yeah.
No, that's goofy. It's crazy.
It is crazy because you.
I mean, how do they?
You couldn't train.
How do they train? That's the lies they put out.
Yeah, it is, and I appreciate you for pointing that out. What that leaflet or brochure is trying to do is create an emotional response, and so it's using. Errant facts or presenting the facts in a fashion that it is disguising the real case. In other words, they're being given it out of context. But the whole point...
Just like the Democrats do,
exactly.
Right?
The whole point of this particular amendment is to create an emotional rush to the polls to get liberals out to vote, and hopefully they're going to vote for Democrats while they're voting for the dogs. That's what this is all about. It hides the fact that there's a lot more in it than just about greyhound racing, but it also, the people who are proponents of it are lying about the facts of the greyhound industry. The greyhound industry is one of the most regulated industries in the state, believe me.
As it is.
The gambling industry in general. And so these facts, so-called, are very, very misleading. So thanks for pointing that out, Phil.
One more thing, Chris, can I say this?
Yeah.
About the, you know, I'll just make it quick. Next to Rush, I think you would come in.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
because,
that.
It's education. You know, you know what I mean?
All right.
That's all I want to say. Chris.
Well, our goal is to educate, to entertain, educate, and enlighten. That's our goal. That's what we try to do every night. Thank you, Phil.
That's what Rush does. Okay, thank you.
You got it. That's
Bye.
Right. All right. Thank you, Phil. God bless you. Okay, it is now time for, if these amendments aren't odd enough, Kathy's got some other odd stuff.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Well, let's deviate from amendments and go into some Sunday's odd stuff. Well, last week, the Florida Panhandle experienced the biggest and strongest hurricane. We'll go on the record books as the fiercest, and it wasn't a female. His name was Michael. Who knew, right?
Well, so was Andrew.
Well,
that's right.
But in one South Carolina family is dealing with an unusual side effect of Hurricane Michael's recent visit, a crawfish infestation.
Wow.
Peggy Breland, who posted videos and photos to Facebook, shows the dozens of crawfish she and her family found around her yard at their Lake Murray area home after Hurricane Michael brought rains and heavy winds to the area last Thursday. Breland said her husband first noticed the crawfish after he took their dog for a walk around 5 a.m., and a few hours later, they noticed the population had spiked. Their entire yard was full of crawfish.
Can you say gumbo?
Can you say get them things
get
on
the
ice?
Big pot out there with boiling water?
Can you believe this? According to Breland, they were everywhere, including her garage. Many of the crawfish had returned to the lake once the weather cleared and the sun came out. She said crawfish are known to live in Lake Murray, but she and her neighbors had rarely spotted any of the crustaceans before Thursday. She said walking around Thursday evening, she spotted many crawfish nests in her neighbors' yards. She should have had some kind of crawfish
cook-off
or something, you know?
I'll tell you
what. A fish fry or something.
Cool.
Well, speaking of dogs, a pair of Houston bar owners who started brewing beer for their ailing canine a few years ago are now selling Good Boy dog beer at more than 20 locations. Megan and Steve Long said they learned how to brew beer for dogs, which does not contain alcohol, when their Rottweiler mix, Rocky, started having digestion problems a few years ago. According to Megan, the brews are called beer because the equipment they use is the same as what a brewer uses. They just skip the fermentation process, which creates the alcohol content. She said the beer contains all natural ingredients, including vegetables, meat, and turmeric, a spice known to aid digestion in canines. The Good Boy Dog Beer Company now has products available at more than 20 dog-friendly bars and restaurants in the Houston area, and they also ship their products in cans. The beer is available in three varieties. Are you ready for this? I pee a lot in the yard. Session Squirrel. And Mailman Malt Liquor. I thought those were cute.
Sounds like near beer. Remember near beer? Is that stuff still around?
I don't think so. Or Billy Beer. Remember Billy Beer?
Yeah. Well, that was real beer. Real bad beer.
Well, our weekly Guinness World Record goes to, drum roll please, a Pakistani martial artist who uses his head to crack 243 walnuts, besting a Guinness World Record set earlier this year. Muhammad Rashid Nassim, 32, of Karachi, posted a video to Facebook showing his official Guinness World Record attempt for most walnuts cracked against the head in 1 minute. The human nutcracker beat the previous Guinness record, which was set by Indian man S. Navin Kumar in September when he crushed 217 walnuts with his head. This gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Oh, my goodness. Walnuts. Well, they must have been doing like a fistful at a time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is he banging his head on a table with the nut on the table?
The video.
I guess it's all in the technique.
It's all in the technique. Well, the next time you're thinking you're having a bad day, listen to this. Firefighters in New Jersey shared security camera footage of a gas pump bursting into flames after a vehicle pulled away while still refueling.
Whoops.
The Hackensack Fire Department posted a video to Facebook showing what happened Wednesday afternoon at a Luck Oil station. I didn't make this up.
Luck Oil?
Luck Oil.
Sure
L-U-K-O-I-L. The video shows a vehicle pull away from a gas pump while in mid-refueling. Don't understand what was going on there. With the nozzle still inserted into the tank. The pump breaks away from its base and ignites into a fire that the attendant was able to put out with an extinguisher once the emergency fuel cutoff valve switch was triggered. Firefighters said no one was injured in the incident. And yes, some states like New Jersey still have gas station attendants, if you can believe it.
Oh, as a matter of fact, in New Jersey, you are required
to. It's a law.
Right.
It's a law.
You are not allowed.
You cannot fuel your own vehicle.
Right.
Well, which in this case may have prevented a bigger catastrophe, but I think the station needs to change its name from Luck Oil to something else. But not very lucky for this guy.
In fact, the way the pumps are configured now, at least in Florida, if you do that, it will automatically shut the pump down.
Yeah, right.
And if there is a burst of flame, it'll be a minor one. It happened to a sheriff's deputy here recently. He drove away.
I remember that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, indeed. Go ahead. You got another one there?
I do.
And then we got Danny on the line. But, Danny, we'll take your call after the break because we're running up against the break right now.
I heard Lars say that he has a brown thumb. Is that right, Lars?
I can't grow anything.
Well, then you'll appreciate this next story. A Pennsylvania family's home is drawing onlookers after their front yard tomato plant unexpectedly grew to a staggering 22 feet tall.
Huh.
Sam Crum said he had been planting vegetables for years, but the tomato plant he put in the front of his Bloomsburg home, cute name, just 5 months ago, is the first to shoot up to such an unexpected height. I don't know why it got that big, but it just grew and grew and grew, Crum said in an interview. He said his fertilizer recipe, which is a secret, might be to blame. The tallest tomato plant, listed by Guinness World Records, was a 65-foot plant grown by Nutriculture Limited of Maudesley, England.
65-foot tall tomato plant.
This was only 22 feet, but 65 feet? That would have been triple what this guy grew.
Yeah, the rumor is that marijuana growers all over the country are flocking to his site to find out how he did
it.
All right, once again, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we have Danny on the line. We'll take his phone call. We got some more odd stories for you. Lair has his closing for you. That's just in our show. And then you got Armed American Radio with Mark Walters live from 8 to 11. So you still got a lot of great radio to go right here tonight. And it appears as though CBS is wrapping up its NFL coverage for the evening, and they'll be going to 60 Minutes here in just a few minutes. And once again, the president is going to be one of the featured guests on 60 Minutes tonight. We'll be right back with Danny, the American Adversaries, and you too, I hope. And once again, please go to our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and right there, enter the great prize drawing. I think it's great prizes, and we're going to do that drawing on the 7th. You'll find all the details at AmericanAdversaries.com.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Two leading Senate Republicans are threatening tough punitive action by Congress against Saudi Arabia, including a possible halt of military sales if it's proved that Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the country's consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia warning of possible economic retaliation of its own if the U.S. acts. The European Union's top Brexit negotiator says urgent talks with Britain's point person did not result in their reaching agreement on outstanding issues. EU negotiator Michael Barnier says despite intense efforts, some key issues are still open in the divorce talks between the European Union and Britain. Exit polls indicate German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies are losing their absolute majority in Bavaria's state parliament by a wide margin. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly. And we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
What you're about to see is a matter of human record. Explain it, we cannot. Disprove it, we cannot. We simply invite you to explore with us the amazing world of the unknown, to take that one step beyond.
I just love that. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That one step beyond, that was kind of scary stuff, because you remember they would do like the true stories that they would take
Yeah, it was like it really happened. Yeah. It wasn't like something fake. It was like, hey, this is recorded.
Yeah, I caught an episode the other day, and it was about the dual dream, where a husband and wife both had dreams at the same time that alerted them to a tragedy that they avoided because of the dual dream. And we all know somebody who's been had done that, all right?
And have gone one step beyond.
That's right. All right. That's Kathy Santomassino and Larry Adams, along with Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. All right, let's go to Danny on the line. He's been patient. We're waiting. How you doing tonight, Danny? Thank you for calling.
Very good. How about all y'all?
Excellent. Thanks. Go ahead.
I got the first thing I have to start off with is I love hearing Larry Adams' voice back on the radio.
Hey, Danny, it's great to be back, buddy. Thanks for that.
Yeah, we love it too.
Second thing is on Amendment 3, what were your you know, oppositions to it. I mean, it seems very broad. Like, I don't want tourists coming in, walking into a gas station, and just pulling a freaking lever to, you know, gamble.
Well, I guess what
it almost seems like that's what it is.
Well, in a sense, you can already do that because they have lottery machines in gas stations and grocery stores and stuff like that. What I don't like about this is that it is entrenches the gambling. It monopolizes the gambling in the state now. It doesn't allow any changes to it to either add to it or take away from it. And it allows business interests in the state to get their needs addressed by a constitutional amendment. In other words,
so it wouldn't actually let other private businesses open up gambling casinos or anything. It's just going to let Seminoles or Disney, you know, open up gambling places.
Well, no, it would actually prohibit Disney from opening gambling. I don't think Disney's ever intended to do that. But what it does is, yes, it gives the Seminole Indians the monopoly on gambling in this state. It would not allow any expansion of gambling, but it does not also allow for any diminishing of gambling either. Now, the Seminole Indians have it's a specific situation with them. Because as long as it's done on their property, they can do what they want because they are considered by...
They have their own nation.
Right. It's considered sovereign property by the federal government and the Supreme Court. However, the casino they have over there in Tampa, I don't believe is on their property, so they had to make a deal with the state. So it basically makes them in charge of the gambling in the state of Florida. It doesn't do it, and it will prevent the state from being able to rein in gambling in any way. And so the
whole advertisement, you know, it's us, the people, you know, controlling the gambling. It's really not.
No. Correct.
You're absolutely right. And here's something, you know, the amendments like this have happened before, Danny, where we want to take this power away from our elected officials.
Right.
But you got to remember, this is a republic. We don't have a system where every law, each individual person votes for it. We have a republic where we elect people that go do it. And there's certain reasons why that works. I can't imagine it working any other way. So this amendment kind of...
All amendments supersede, for the most part, supersede that process. And all it does is it transfers the problem to someone else. And so, you know, as I said, some of these amendments are tempting, very tempting. But when you look at the ramifications and the fact that we don't know what the unintended consequences are going to be, to me, it's just not worth the risk. And there are plenty.
I think over the last 5 years, the only amendment that I've actually voted for was the medical marijuana.
Yeah, but you see what problem?
Other than that, yeah, it's been no's.
And I'm voting no on all of these, including the one you're talking about. But just look at that medical marijuana thing. Mm-hmm. Has that made it very clear what that's all going to be about, or has it created a convoluted mess? And it's because
convoluted mess over our politicians.
For the second time. This is the second time.
Exactly, because the amendment wasn't clear and specific and concise. It was. It left the door open to a lot of various interpretations, and that's why it really hasn't been effectively implemented, because nobody
knows.
And
that's why you guys say politics is like professional wrestling.
You got it. You got it, my friend. Thank you for listening. And thanks for listening for so long to know that Lair, his voice is back and that you appreciate it,
buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's when I started listening. It was when he was on full time. So.
All right. Good deal, man. Thank you. God bless you so much.
Thanks so much, Dan.
And please consider making one of those little testimonials and send it in so the Salem media people will know how you feel about us.
I'm not good on camera.
That's okay. That's all right. As a matter of fact, in this situation, the worse you are, the better it is.
That's why we're on radio.
That's the whole idea,
brother. Speak for yourself.
All right, God bless you. Thank you, Danny. God bless you. All right, let's get back to some more odd stuff.
Have you ever gone shopping for shoes? It's really a horrible experience, right? It's like, for me, bathing suit shopping. I hate it. The top fits, but the bottoms don't, or vice versa. Well, for a North Carolina family, they were shopping for snow boots. And guess what they found in a child's snow boot? Are you ready for this?
A scorpion.
No, I actually found a scorpion in kitty litter one time, by the way. I don't know if I told you
that. Hope it was dead.
Well, they went to remove the snow boot off the shelf, and something fell out that looked like Vienna sausages. Only these Vienna sausages were crying. Any ideas what it was?
Mice.
Mice. Baby mice.
I've heard.
A litter of baby mice and their mother dropped to the floor, and when they heard the squeaks, they knew right away that it was either rats or mice, right? And the lady, her name is Shasta Redeerer. She posted videos to her Facebook page showing her sons rounding up the seven baby mice and the mother after they dropped out of the shoe. And Kmart didn't want anything to do with them because they're rodents. They don't want them in their store. So Mrs. Reeder allowed her sons to take them home and put them in an aquarium and have them as the new family pets. And she said she will let the mice be released once the babies grow to be a little bigger. But I thought that was really an unusual thing to happen when you're shopping for snow boots. But anyway, well, police in California...
Always look in your shoes before
you put
them on.
Always look inside, and you never know what can lurk there. Police in California shared a video of a black bear found trying to pull a cart from the return area of a Safeway store parking lot. Are you getting a visual of this? The Placer County Sheriff's Office posted a video to Facebook showing Deputy Shaw attempting to use a flashlight to annoy the bear into leaving the store parking lot in Tahoe City. And apparently the bear had other things in mind. He was going to go shopping for groceries. He tried to enter the store. The bear reportedly struggles with the cart in an apparent attempt to free one before going up, giving up, and wandering away. An Indiana security camera captured video of a strange chase between a man and a chicken that appears to be unusually fast. Bose Marbach tweeted video from the security camera at his job in Fort Wayne that shows Marbach fleeing from a chicken chasing after him with unexpected speed. "We have a chicken at work and it loves attacking me when I let it out," Marbach said. He said the chicken can move with surprising speed. And he swears, chickens are faster than you realize.
They're also smarter than you realize.
Really?
Yeah, and they got personalities, too.
Well, now, you know, on the bear, you know, when the bear left the store, I wonder if he saw that sign, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Well, smarter than the average
this
bear.
This one is for you, Chris. I'm dedicating this next story to you. The proprietor of Sweden's new disgusting food museum said he wants visitors to think about what makes some foods less appetizing than others. The museum, which is scheduled to open on October 29th in Malmo, aims to assault the senses with various smelly and strange foods, including fermented shark meat, bull penis, bird's nest soup, ant larvae, roasted guinea pig, and maggot cheese. I'm getting really hungry already.
Oh, yeah.
I want people to question what they find disgusting and realize that disgust is always in the eye of the beholder, always in the eye of the beholder. Museum founder Samuel West.
That sounds like Believe It or Not Museum or something, right?
Well, West, who also founded Sweden's Museum of Failure, I've got to go to that one, said the museum aims to have foods representing a variety of world cultures, so visitors might be surprised to find some foods they consider normal back home represented there as disgusting. He said he hopes people will consider what makes a food disgusting and how such biases are created. And I totally agree with this guy. Don't knock it till you try it. I've had cow tongue, and it was the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
I have had it, too, and it wasn't bad.
Very good.
That stuff like that's why I'm a vegetarian.
Well, I have one more story. Do I have time?
Yeah, let's do it, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. A doctor in Vietnam was filmed pulling a strange creature that appears to be a large leech out of a patient's nose. The video filmed last Monday at an ear, nose, and throat doctor's clinic in Lao Che shows the doctor using instruments to reach for an object deep inside a patient's nose. The doctor eventually removes the object, which is revealed to be a squirming creature that appears to be a very large leech. The patient and witnesses laugh with surprise at the size of what the filmer called a strange creature.
That's one heck of a booger.
And that's SOS News for Sunday, October the 14th.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we will take a break, come back on the other side. It's time for Lair's closing comments. And
I got to blow my nose. Hey, Aubrey, grab the end of this thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's why it pays to keep that thing clean.
Right, oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Rocky Mountain Way from Joe Walsh for you there tonight. A little tribute to a friend of ours, Larry, and mine, who passed away a couple of nights ago. And
he young,
was, 56, way too young. He was a tremendous drummer. Best drummer I ever played with. And played, managed to.
He was in his element.
Yeah. Never played in a bar or that type a paying gig with him, but we used to jam together some back in the day. And was a tremendous drummer. And that was one of the songs that we used to play on a regular basis. So a little something for our friend Mark Critchfield, who has passed away. And it is now time for Lair's closing remarks.
All right, thanks, Chris. Folks, tonight's closing remarks are titled 3:37 a.m. It's a little after 3 o'clock in the morning. Like many of you, I occasionally suffer from insomnia and dread waking prematurely just to toss and turn, trying to get back to sleep till the futility hits you. So this morning, I got up, dressed, and made the decision to go out for an early morning stroll through my neighborhood. It was a typical dark, moisture, thick as fog wee hour as I turned down the street. I've seen all the homes in the area, but not at 3:37 a.m. Some of my neighbors I know, but most I don't. Their lives are as mysterious to me as those on the other side of the globe. At this early hour, you would expect darkness in every domicile. Now is when the world becomes a black and white movie, as gray tints everything, except the blinking cell tower lights. An occasional airliner full of red-eye flyers as it blots out the stars. But the truth is, at 3:37 a.m., all the reality of the day becomes quite distorted by the fact we're supposed to be asleep. The circadian rhythm should be giving us relief. So as I walked the surrounding roads, I kind of felt that daylight's illusion had been stripped away. Homes I passed in day were now different. The darkness added mystery. Who were these people? Were their lives as happy, fulfilled, or crazy as mine? And why at this hour should I care? Now, to be sure, there were lights on at more than a few houses at 3:37 a.m., and you can only imagine what the problem is as you pass the house with angry shouting coming from within. I never heard a peep from them in daytime. As I turned the corner, I heard the cries of an infant needing nourishment and a diaper change. I know the frustration and lack of sleep the parents are going through, but I have to smile at the most wonderful thing in the world, new life. On down the street, I hear the hooting of the large owls claiming their territories as a neighbor sleepily backs out of his driveway to go to work. As his taillights vanish in the darkness, I change course. At the yellow house that now looks white, I'd heard the 15-year-old girl that lived there learn she was pregnant. I've never met them, but at 3:37 a.m., all the lights were on, and you could feel the tension. Further down their from their home is a duplex. On one side is someone I know who has been told they have a limited time to live. The lights are on at 3:37 a.m., as they worry about the minutes draining from their life. Which makes me realize, the night is not the time to worry about what you cannot change and who you cannot help. The night gives us that break, and daytime is best for solving life's conundrums. So I turned and headed back to my house. As I get to the door, I yawn, feel a little sleepy, and thankful for 3:37 a.m.,
Wow, great words of wisdom there. Thanks so much, Lair.
So I have a question. Did you get back to sleep?
Yes, I did.
Good.
A little walk will do you good. And life does go on around the clock, and you never know what people are dealing with at that time of the day.
That's right. It's so different at that time of day. It's almost like another planet. Is.
Yeah, yeah. And the nighttime really should be a time to try to break and take a break from the you know, daily grind, you might put it.
You don't
might
know if,
say.
You, if you heard this, the medical community came out last week with they had a list of the things women can do, the best way to prevent breast cancer. The number one thing was to get enough sleep, because that's your body's chance to heal.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Aubrey?
I'm not a woman.
That doesn't matter. You ain't getting enough sleep. That's
well,
what it is.
I need to work on that.
We all probably need to work on our sleeping habits, but a lot of it starts with the what you're trying to sleep on. And most mattresses are not ideal for sleeping. And that's why Relax and Comfort is the place to go when you're looking for a sleep system. And believe me, if you got to pay a little extra for it, it's worth it because of the health benefits of it and just the better quality of life. But you got to plan on spending enough time in the doggone thing to get those benefits out of it, Aubrey.
Once you figure out what to sleep on, then you got to figure out what you should be sleeping off.
Yeah, right.
Or who you should be sleeping with.
Right. I don't even go there.
It's not always about the mattress either. It's about who's in the mattress with you.
No.
I'd rather be on top of the mattress.
Well, once again, Larry, great to have you back with, and we echo Danny there.
Yeah, it's the best show around, guys.
Yeah, well, and you're responsible for it, so it better be. Okay. Once again, we would really, really appreciate it if you folks could do a little testimonial. And you don't have to be great, you know, models or anything like that. What the Salem Media Group is simply looking for is some input on the programming on their network, what you get out of it, what you like about it, why you listen. And somebody is going to win a great prize with this Apple iPad Pro and the pencil attachment. What is the Apple Pen anyway?
You write on it.
It's like a stylus.
Yeah, it's a stylus. Remember the old Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah.
This is the modern version of the Etch-a-Sketch.
So this goes with, it would be an option or attachment
you
too.
You draw, you write, whatever.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, it's an option. And in addition to the iPad Pro, you will get the pencil or pen feature, whatever you want to call it. And all you have to do, once again, and this must be a video, audio is not eligible, to produce a little video with your smartphone. Just do it selfie style. It doesn't have to be very long, a minute, two, whatever you want to make it. Don't make it too long. But send it, go to theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and the keyword is story. And that will give you the parameters, where to send it, how to do it, the rules and the thing and that sort of thing. And the deadline is a week from Tuesday on October the 23rd. And the reason we're stressing this, ladies and gentlemen, is because it's a direct way for you folks to speak to the executives of the Salem Media Group Corporation. I'm talking about the vice presidents in charge of programming. I'm talking about the president of the corporation and CEO. They're all in on this because they're interested to know how you listeners feel about their radio stations and the personalities on these radio stations. So you'll be helping them out, and you'll be helping us out on this particular show if you highlight our show. But you don't have to. It could be if your favorite show is Hugh Hewitt or Gallagher or whatever, highlight them. But the whole point is to get into the contest, and we're asking you to do it on our benefit so that it will raise our profile in the corporate suites, and that would be sweet indeed. Okay. All right, and then speaking of contests, we would also like you to go to our website, American Adversaries AmericanAdversaries.com. It is a brand new iteration of our website. I'm really proud of it, and we need to get you added back. Is he on the personalities page?
You know, I don't think you are, Laris. We'll get you on there.
All right, he's going to have to be in there. And Matt Buff is doing a great job. They did a great job. That's JJC Marketing Solutions. Did a great job building the website, and Matt is doing a fabulous job keeping that thing fresh.
He's amazing.
He is indeed. And so we really would appreciate it. If you go to the brand new website, check it out. Let us know what you think. And primarily, register for the raffle drawing. We're going to do it when we do a live remote broadcast at Kitland Park in Apopka on November the 7th, which will be the opening ceremony of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen the actual Vietnam Memorial, not the traveling.
You and I went over to Daytona Beach one time when it
was
there.
That's right. That's right.
And it's really amazing. And it's huge. I mean, it's almost, it's like three-fifths the size of the real one.
Yeah.
And so this thing's like 100 yards long. And it has all the names configured just the way the one in Washington, D.C. is. November the 7th, we'll be there doing that. And that's when we'll draw the winner of our website raffle. And you can go to the website and see all the great prizes, which includes a full evening with the American Adversaries. You'll do the two-hour radio show with us, and then we're going to take you and a friend, a partner, to dinner at Cafe Positano. All on us. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you being out there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Vote.
Good night.
Opinion. Passion. FM 105.5 AM.